Year after year, members of the Northwest Provincial Legislature embark on a three-day school readiness monitoring program to assess the readiness of schools in the province at the beginning of the school year. The program is yet to record any form of success in eradicating issues such as poor infrastructure, lack of water, proper sanitation, and timeous delivery of school textbooks and the overall safety of learners. The template used to assess the school readiness is designed by the same department that the oversight is conducted on. The template deals with mere administrative issues and does not even begin to scratch the surface when it comes to serious challenges facing the Northwest schools. The fact that the legislature, as an oversight body, does not have its own school oversight checklist is a deliberate attempt to ensure that the Department of Education evades any form of accountability by public representatives. The legislature deployment of members focus on schools with less challenges over the long list of those in major distress. The DA has requested the Human Rights Commission to investigate poor infrastructure and sanitation at schools such as Boitumelo Primary School, Promosa Secondary School and Setswaropelo Primary School. The report is, however, not published yet due to the poor cooperation that the Human Rights Commission has received from the Department of Education. The Democratic Alliance has written to the Speaker of the Legislature, Susana Daiki, requesting her to involve all members to develop a school monitoring plan which will ask critical questions along with a consequence management tool that will ensure that issues facing schools do not go unaddressed by the Department of Education.